各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be to all the brethren。
在我们领圣餐之前，我们以一些道理作为互相的勉励。
Before we partake the actual Holy Communion, I have a few words of encouragement for all of us.
下午我们的题目是与主有约。
And this afternoon, my topic will be having a covenant with the Lord.
我们人类的历史有文化以来就有合约的存在。
We know that throughout human history, there is this covenant of peace.
我们知道签合约是就非常严重慎重的事情。
Because we know that signing of this covenant of peace is something that's very solemn.
在我们物质的生活当中，大概有三种合约，我们要花很多时间来考虑才可以签的。
And in our life, there are three contracts or covenants that we have to place very important.
第一当然是我们就业的时候选到那个公司要上班要签合约。
And the first contract is the contract when we receive our first job.
有了工作，收入稳定了，就结婚了。
When our career has stabilized, then we have to think about our marriage.
签这个约之前就更要想很多了。
And all the more, a marriage contract is even more important than the first contract.
因为一签下去，应该就是一辈子。
Because this marriage contract is not can never be broken.
当然后来可能也要买房子做生意，那种也是签约。
And maybe later on, you may want to purchase a house or buy a business, and you also need to have a contract.
我们签之前可以想很多，可以反反复复没有关系。
Before you assign the actual contract, you can always take time to make up your mind.
但是一旦签了，就不要改变。
But once you sign on the dotted line, that there's no way you can turn back.
因为这是人的信用的问题。
Because this is a matter of trust.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
我们的神是一个信实的神。
That our God is a faithful God.
他守他的约。
And he is a God who keeps his covenant.
他从人类的历史一开始就尝试。要跟人有一些约定。
From the beginning of time, he wants to have this covenant with his people.
有什么约定呢？
And what is his covenant?
第一次的约定。
And his first covenant is.
这是在他造人之后。
It's when he created man.
我们来看创世纪第二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
第十六节。
Verse
创世纪第二章第十六节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 16.
十六到十七节。
Verses 16 to 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die."
神造人之后，就跟着人第一个人亚当立约了。
This is God's first covenant with the first man, Adam.
神把他放在伊甸乐园里面。
God put Adam in the Garden of Eden.
合约的结果都是他们可以享福。
And the result of this covenant is that they will enjoy.
可以永远活着。
That they will be immortal.
可以吃园中一切的果子。
That they are able to eat whatever they can find.
可以生活美满。
They will live a fulfilled life.
合约唯一的条件。
However, there is a condition to this covenant.
神想来想去，只有一个最简单的这个条件。
God take a long time to give that there is only one condition.
没有条件可以比这个更简单的了。
And this condition is so simple that you cannot find any simpler condition.
就是园中所有的果子都可以吃。
That you are free to eat from any tree in the garden.
只是分别善恶树的果子不可以吃。
Except the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
这个是最简单的事情。
And this is so simple.
因为他们不缺食物。
Because we know that they have, they are not lacking in anything.
如果亚当没有食物，
if Adam is has nothing to eat,
神说只可全整个园只有这棵树，你又不可以吃，神就太残忍了。
And if God would say, if you can only eat from this tree, then that's not very fair.
但是通通可以吃，只是不要吃这个而已。
But yet God said, the majority you can eat of it, but not from this particular one tree.
吃的日子必定死。
And when you eat of it, you will surely die.
就是第一个合约了。
This is God's first covenant.
但是人就是不想守合约。
But yet, man always try to break this contract.
我们人有一个弱点。
This is man's downfall.
越是禁止的东西啊，越想要去做。
And the more we are told not to do something, the more we want to break it.
有一些人说啊，对面看对面的草都特别绿。
There's a saying that the grass is always greener on the other side.
啊，吃不到的特别好吃。
The forbidden fruit always tastes sweeter.
就是因为这种心理，人就犯罪了。
Because man has this kind of heart, that is why it caused our downfall.
人就背约了。
And since we have this covenant,
我们来看背约的结果是什么。
And what is the result of this disobedience?
我们看三章第十七节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 17.
三章十七节。
Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. To Adam he said, because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat of it all the days of your life.
因为人的背约，所以人就要自承担自己的后果了。
Because man has broken this covenant, then he has to suffer the consequences.
所以今天我们想，为什么人的生活那么困苦啊？
Sometimes we think, why do we have to undergo so much sufferings?
有些不信神的人，他们要问一个问题。
And these are the main question of those unbelievers.
如果神存在，
if God truly exists,
为什么世界那么多苦难？
But yet, why? How come there are so many pain and suffering in this world?
问这个问题的人不懂得圣经的答案。
And those people question who give this question, then they do not know that the answer lies in the Bible.
苦难的存在并不是神造出来的。
The present suffering is not because of God.
而是因为人背了约，罪进到世界，世界才有苦难。
It is because man has broken the covenant, that is why sin came into the world. That's why there's so many sufferings.
我们来看旧约的何西亚书，怎么形容亚当呢？
Let's turn to the book of Hosea, see how he describes this sin.
何西亚书第六章第七节。
Hosea chapter 6, verse 7. Like Adam, they have broken the covenant. They were unfaithful to me there.
圣经形容人类的第一个祖先，就是说亚当背约。
Here it describes mankind's forefather Adam, he has broken the covenant.
啊，神答应亚当祝福他，但是他不要。
First, God wants to bless Adam, but Adam rejected God's blessing.
自己背了约了。
He himself broke the covenant.
但是神还是很爱世人。
But yet, God still loves men.
第二次他的尝试。
And second time, he has this experience.
再想跟人立一个约。
He wants to reinstate this covenant.
我们请看创世纪第九章。
Please turn back to Genesis chapter 9.
第九章第十二节。
Genesis chapter 9, verse 12. Verse 12, and God said, This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come.
十三节。
Verse 13, I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth.
十四节。
Verse 14, whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds,I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life.
啊，这里告诉我们，神用洪水毁灭世界之后
，We see here that God used the flood to destroy the world.
神只救了挪亚一家
，And God at this time only saved Noah and his family.
当挪亚还有他的一家从方舟走出来的时候
，When Noah and his family came out of the ark,
神就跟人类再立一个约。
God then again made another covenant with men.
什么约呢？
And what kind of covenant?
神说我不再用洪水来毁灭你们了。
And his covenant is that he will not destroy the world any longer with the flood.
就用一个彩虹来立这个约。
And to confirm this covenant, he had a rainbow appear.
啊，我们温哥华常下雨哦。
In Vancouver, we often have rain.
应该看到彩虹的机会也不少。
And often we see rainbow appear in the sky.
我们看到彩虹的时候，只会想说这个很漂亮。
Whenever we see the rainbow, we comment at how beautiful it is.
但是我们要想想彩虹背后的意义。
But let us ponder what is the meaning behind this rainbow.
看到彩虹是什么意思呢？
What does the rainbow tell us?
因为雨会停才有彩虹。
Because the rain has stopped, that's why we have the rainbow.
雨在下的时候你看不到彩虹的。
When it's still raining, you can't see the rainbow.
雨下停了，太阳光跟空气的雨水水分折射啊，所以就分散出太阳和阳光的颜色，就是彩虹的颜色。
After the end of the rain, because of the refraction with the sunshine, we see the rainbow appear.
所以看到彩虹就想说啊，感谢神，这次下雨有停。
When we see the rainbow, we all said, "Oh, thank God, the rain finally stopped."
如果雨没有停的话，像挪亚的时候下了四十昼夜，我们早就完蛋了。
If the rain did not stop, just like during Noah's time, it continues to rain after 40 days, then we are all condemned. We are all finished.
有一次我去西非加纳。
Once I was in Ghana, West Africa.
我们在一个学校的教室来安息的聚会。
We were conducting our Sabbath service in one of the classrooms.
那个屋顶是铁皮的。
And we know that roof was made of a tin.
突然间下很大的雨。
And suddenly there was a great downpour.
那边呢，一下雨就不用讲道了。
And once the rain falls, then there's no way we can continue with our sermon.
因为雨水跟铁皮那个声音呢，哇。
Because you know that when the rain falls on the tin roof, then the noise is so loud.
所以想说不用讲道了，讲也听不到，不如祷告了。
So what we do is when it rains, then we all will cease from our sermon and then we'll just pray.
结果祷告了半个小时，雨都还没有停。
But yet after praying for 30 minutes, the rain continued.
哇，那个雨下的真的是吓死我。
And this rain is something that's so amazing.
加上风啊，整个铁皮的屋顶啊。快要被吹走的感觉。
And not only the rain, we have the wind blowing against the roof. It's kind of a scary feeling.
都在漏水，那个窗户的虽然关起来，那水都渗进来。
And the sometimes the roof even leak, and then the water will come in through the side windows.
在那时候祷告就想说，主啊，赶快下雨，赶快停了，不然那祷告不能停了。
So most of the time we'll pray harder, says to ask God to stop the rain.
啊，不然的话，整个房顶被吹走了，就糟糕了。
And we felt like the whole house is going to collapse if it continued.
感谢主，后来要停。
And we thank God that that time the rain stopped.
所以神已经答应人了，不要再用洪水毁灭世界了。
And here God promised that God will never use the flood to destroy the world.
但是人类还是悖约。
But yet men again break this covenant.
怎么悖约呢？
How did man do it this time?
今天我们人类还在做神毁灭洪水之前那些人在做的事情。
Because man still continued to sin, the kind of sins before God destroyed the world with the flood.
我们看创世纪第六章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 6.
这是洪水之前人在做的事啊。
These are some of the sins and wickedness committed by the people before the flood.
今天的人还是在做一样的事。
But yet, we can see that today this is still happening.
我们看第五节。
Verse 5 of chapter 6.
第六章五到六节。
Genesis chapter 6 verses 5 and 6. The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain.
这里形容在洪水之前，人在地上的罪恶很大。
Here describes how before God destroyed man, man's wickedness and sin was so great.
那个时候人不是很多。
At that time, there were not many people who populate the world.
全世界的人不会超过几十万。
I guess there are no more than 100,000 people.
但是呢，这里形容说地上的恶已经很大了。
But yet, the Bible here describes that man's wickedness is great.
一句话可以形容。
It can be described in one statement.
终日思想的都是恶。
And it says every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil.
你看今天的世界不是这样吗？
And this also describes our present situation.
你打开报纸，每天的报道是什么？
Whenever we open up the newspaper, what kind of news are we reading?
我们打开电视报道是什么？
And when we turn on the news and the TV, what kind of news are we hearing?
电影电视的剧情里面是讲的是什么？
And what is the main message in the films and the TV programs that we are watching?
刚刚在卖杂志的那些 newsstand 啊，那个杂志是写什么？造什么？
And what about the magazines that's on the newsstands?
一句话，终日所思想的都是恶。
And it just tells us that every inclination of the thoughts of man's heart was evil.
所以没有办法，神就要改变了。
And
神要改变他的计划了。
Thus, God has to change his plan.
虽然不能洪水毁灭。
But God will not use flood this time.
但是呢，神用火来毁灭世界。
And God this time will use fire.
我们请看彼得后书第三章。
Please turn to 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare.
这里说啊，神在末后的日子没有错，神会守约，不用洪水毁灭世界，但是用火来毁灭世界。
Indeed, God has kept His covenant; He will not destroy the world with water, but with fire.
所以在最后世界末日的时候
，Thus on the last days，
这里说一切有形质的都要毁灭。
He says, everything that has forms elements will be destroyed by fire.
为什么这样呢？
Why is it so?
因为人自己先违约了。
It is because man has first broken the covenant.
后来神又想第三次的跟人类立约了。
And at this point in time, God then instituted his third covenant.
神再跟亚伯拉罕立约。
Then God made his third covenant with Abraham.
我们请看创世纪第十五章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 15.
创世纪第十五章。
Genesis chapter 15.
第十八节。
15 verse 18.
创世纪第十五章第十八节。
Genesis chapter 15 verse 18. On that day the Lord made a covenant with Abraham and said, To your descendants I give this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates.
十九节。
Verse 19. The land of the Kenites, Kenizzites, and the Kadmonites. Verse 20. Hittites, the Perizzites, Rephaites. 21. Amorites, Canaanites, Girgashites, and the Jebusites.
洪水之后，人就变坏了。
After the flood, men revert back to their sins.
神的计划怎么进行下去呢？
How can God continue with his original plan?
他拣选一个人。
When he chose someone,
就是亚伯拉罕。
He chose Abraham.
想要从他的后裔当中来兴起他的子民。
So that through his descendants, they will become his people.
救恩要从犹太人出来。
And we know that salvation will come from the Jewish people.
所以神都跟亚伯拉罕立约了。
Thus, God here instituted a covenant with Abraham.
神想说这一次大概可以了吧。
I guess God was quite hopeful this time that this covenant will never be broken.
感谢主，头三代都不错。
But thank God, the first three generations did well.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各都还可以。
The covenant survived with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
后来又变坏了。
But yet, things continued to deteriorate.
整个以色列民族都拜偶像去了。
The whole Israelites then started to worship idols.
我们看耶利米书三十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah chapter 34.
十九到二十节。
Verses 19 to 20. Jeremiah chapter 34 verses 19 to 20.
耶利米书三十四章十九到二十节。
Jeremiah 34 verses 19 and 20. The leaders of Judah and Jerusalem, the court officials, the priests, and all the people of the land who walk between the pieces of the calf. Verse 20. I will hand over to their enemies who seek their lives. Their dead bodies will become food for the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth.
啊，这里说神曾经跟耶路撒冷的首领啊、众民啊曾经立约。
Here tells us that God.Had made a covenant before with the leaders of Judah and Jerusalem.
但是人就是不要听。
But yet, man is very stubborn.
不遵行在其中的话。
They will not keep their promise, the original word.
我们再想想看，神的心大概会怎么想
？Let us put ourselves in the side of God. How will God think?
我在南非认识几个弟兄姐妹。
When I was in South Africa, I knew of a few brothers and sisters.
有一个弟兄。
There's this one brother.
在那边做生意。
He was a businessman.
因为对方不守约，害他损失了很多钱。
And because one of his customer did not keep the contract, made him lose a lot of money.
很生气。
He was so mad.
另外一个弟兄。
And then there's another brother.
他卖房子。
He was a real estate.
约也签好了。
After signing the contract.
结果那个买方到最后又改变主意，又在耍花样，又不买了。
But yet the buyer, after signing the contract, changed his mind and refused to buy the house.
啊，他又很生气。
And this brother was so upset too.
所以我们在想，如果人与人之间如果有人违约的话，我们都很生气啊。
Even between men and men, if one breaks a contract, we will get very angry.
那么神跟我们立那么多约。
But yet God has made many covenants with us.
神说到最后。
But yet in the end, God said,
我最后一次跟你们立约。
I'm going to make this one last covenant with you.
不是用彩虹。
I'm not going to use rainbow.
不是用牛跟羊。
I'm not going to use calves or bulls.
我最后用我的血跟你立约。
I'm going to seal this last covenant with my blood.
这是新约，主耶稣用他的血给我们立约。
And this new covenant is sealed with his blood.
我们请看哥林多前书。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians.
第十一章。
Chapter 11.
哥林多前书第十一章二十三节到三十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 11 verses 23-31. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me."In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we judge ourselves, we would not come under judgment.
这是保罗讲关于圣餐礼的一个道理。
This is Paul's discourse on the Lord's Supper.
这里他二十五节这样讲。
Here in verse 25,
主耶稣在饭后拿起杯来说：“这杯是我血所立的新约。”
He says here, after supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood."
啊，在中国的古代历史当中。
In the Chinese ancient history.
啊，中国都很会书法的东西，书法的东西。
The Chinese, they are good in calligraphy.
但是最严重的一种书法是用什么写的呢？
But a most serious kind of calligraphy is written in what kind of ink?
古代有个陈普为了劝闹王，他用自己的血写了血书。
This one, the official, because he wants to relate to the king the seriousness of the letter, he uses his own blood to write.
他想说，我用我自己，我用我的普通的墨水写，王不看了，不听。
He says, maybe if I wrote this letter to the king with just regular ink, maybe the king will just ignore this note.
那我写，我用我的生命来写。
I will instead use my life to write to him.
他就用他的血一直这样写下去，写到断气。
Thus he uses his own blood to write this letter to the king until he died.
主耶稣给我们的立的约也是一样。
And this is also very similar to the covenant that Jesus had for us.
那么从人类历史开始，神不断的跟人立约，人都不听啊。
From the beginning of history, God has always have this covenant with men, but men always broke it.
所以神说最后一次。
So thus God said, I will have this last covenant.
我亲自来到世上。
I'm going to come to this world myself.
以耶稣基督。
As Jesus Christ.
为我们钉在十字架上面。
Be nailed on the cross.
为我们流出宝血。
To shed his blood.
这一次想说跟你们立约。
And this is the new covenant that I'm going to have with men.
我们常说旧约、新约、旧约、新约到底是什么？
Sometimes we don't really understand what is the new covenant, what is the old covenant.
旧约 Old Testament 哈。
The Old Testament.
Testament 就是约，就是跟我们这个 covenant 是一样的字。
The word testament is similar to the word a covenant or contract.
旧约就是刚刚我们讲那么多啊，神从一开始立很多约，但是人都破掉了。
The Old Testament refers to the three covenants that we described before, but all this time they are all broken by.
神很伤心。
God was grieved.
神很失望。
God was disappointed.
但神说最后一次机会。
Thus God said, "I'm going to give man one last chance."
神说我没有更宝贵的东西可以给你们了。
There is no other thing that is more precious that I can give to man.
就是我自己的血。
And I will give to man my own blood.
我的生命。
My own life.
与你立约。
I'm going to institute this covenant with man.
我们要不要接受呢？
Are we willing to accept it?
这里保罗说，当日主耶稣传给我们的。
Here Paul said, "On the day what I've received from the Lord."
就是关于圣餐礼的道理。
Which is the teaching behind the supper, the Lord's supper.
主的约是什么呢？
What is the Lord's covenant?
第二十四节。
And this is described in verse 24.
那个无效饼代表什么呢？
What does the unleavened bread represent?
这个饼经过祝谢之后，就成为主的身体。
This bread, after we give thanks, it will become God's body.
我们吃了之后，就领受了主的肉了。
After we have eaten this, we are also partaking of the Lord's body.
这里强调说，这个身体是为我写的。
And this passage also emphasizes that this is done for me.
所以这个约很简单。
This covenant is actually very simple.
神主耶稣跟我们说
，God has this to say.
我为你死。
I die for you.
你要为我活。
But yet you have to live for me.
就这么简单而已。
This is so straightforward.
我们看哥林多后书。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第十四节。
Verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14. For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all and therefore all died.
十五节。
And he died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves but for him who died for them and was raised again.
这里告诉我们为什么保罗会那么爱神。
Here tells us the reason why Paul loved God so much.
保罗为神做工一毛钱没有收到。
Because we know that Paul did not receive a cent while serving God.
保罗为神做工受苦最多。
We know that Paul suffered the most in the midst of serving God.
肉体在受苦。
He was suffering in the physical, in his physical body.
心灵在受苦。
And in the spirit, he was also suffering.
可以说，他信了耶稣之后，没有一天生活在肉体上很好过的。
We know that after he became a Christian, he did not lead an easy life.
他到处被逼迫。
Everywhere he went, he was persecuted.
没有人要他。
No, he was rejected by men.
但是为什么他还是这样子努力为神工作呢？
But yet, why was he still able to move on forward and work?
他第十四节告诉我们答案。
And the answer lies in verse 14.
基督的爱激励我。
It is because of Christ's love that drove him forward.
我们想这个字，基督的爱是什么？
What is exactly this Christ's love?
我们要表达爱很多方法。
There are many ways we can express love.
最简单的方法就是讲，用嘴巴讲。
And the most simplest is just to say, I love you.
啊，我爱你。
I love you.
你是我的太阳、月亮、星星。
You are my sun, moon, and star.
啊，女生最喜欢听这种话。
And this is what the ladies like to hear.
所以很多女生就被骗了。
So a lot of the times they are deceived.
因为讲这个不用钱的。
Because this is so easy, it costs you nothing.
不需要牺牲的。
Because this kind of thing don't need any sacrifice.
但是这种爱不够。
But yet this love is not sufficient.
爱再多一个层次。
Another higher level of love.
就是我分享。我有的东西
is to share what you have with the other person.
我爱你
says I love you.
我有这个饼
I have this bread.
不单着我吃
not only this bread is for me.
我也请你吃
I want to share with you.
我们一起吃
let us eat this bread together.
就是爱的高一个程度了
and this is the second higher level of love.
再高一个程度了
and the third level of love.
就是我自己不吃了，给你吃了
is that I'm going to not eat this bread, but yet I'm going to have this bread for you.
有点牺牲的。
There is this element of sacrifice.
但是爱最高的程度是什么？
But what is the highest form of love?
就是献出生命。
It is to give your life for the other person.
从来没有一个人肯为别人牺牲生命。
Because we know that this is something that's very hard to do, to die for another person.
很困难。
This is very, very tough.
但是保罗说。
But yet Paul has this to say.
我是什么的人？
That who am I?
主耶稣之前为我死。
Because God had died for me.
那么现在呢？我们这些活着的人呢
？And now, for all of us who are living today,
不再为自己活。
We must not live for ourselves.
要为耶稣活。
And we must live instead for Christ.
所以每一次圣餐典礼
，So at every Holy Communion sacrament,
除了让我们在主的肉上领上有份之外
，Not only we must have a part with Jesus,
我们才要纪念耶稣的死。
We must also remember our Lord's death.
主耶稣到底为我做了什么
？We ask ourselves, what exactly did Jesus do for us?
我们要思考这个问题。
Let us give this a deeper thought.
主耶稣33年在世上。
Jesus when spent his 33 years on earth.
没有享受过一天的舒服。
He never had a one day of an easy life.
我们刚刚下午吃得很丰富。
In the afternoon, we had a great lunch.
主耶稣在世上吃什么了？
But yet, let us ask ourselves, what did Jesus have for his meal?
常常很饿的时候，就随便抓一个无花果来吃了。
Every time he's hungry, he just find even just a simple fig fruit.
我们家里都很漂亮。
Our house, we live in a beautiful house.
我们的床都很软。
And we sleep on soft beds.
主耶稣睡在哪里呢？
But yet, where did Jesus retire in the night?
放枕头的地方都没有。
He did not even have a pillow to lay his head upon.
常常一个人跑到橄榄山，在树底下就睡着。
And what he did is most of the time he'll go to the Mount of Olives to sleep.
不单只一辈子为我们献出他的一生。
Not only he lived his life for us.
到最后更使出他的心生命。
At the very end, he even gave up his life for us.
在他被卖之后。
After he was betrayed.
他被罗马兵丁脱光衣服。
He was his clothes were all stripped by the Roman soldiers.
绑在木条上面。
And he was hang up on a tree.
罗马兵丁开始用很大力，全身最大的力气来抽他的 body， 他的身体。
And then he was scourged by the soldiers.
每一边都是拉下来的时候，都会把主耶稣的背啊有一个伤口。
And then every time they whip him with they scourge him, it left a big a bruised.
因为主耶稣不是罗马人。
Because we know that Jesus, he was not a Roman citizen.
罗马人顶多40下剪一下，39下。
Most Roman citizens, they will be whipped 39 times.
但是主耶稣就没有这个特权了。
But yet, Jesus did not have this privilege.
如果拉39下的话，起码就有78个伤口，78条伤口。
If it was scorched, then he will be scorched 7 to 8 times.
那个背当很紧迫的时候，凹下来之后拉下去，那个伤口是很痛的。
And we know that at the end, his body was all furrowed.
一点麻醉药都没有。
And he was not even taking any anesthetic.
今天，而且我们去医院动过小手术，都麻一麻这里麻那里，还是很痛。
And even though when we have to undergo minor surgery, we have to take anesthetic, but we still feel the pain.
耶稣没有麻药。
But yet, Jesus, he did not take a single drop of anesthetic.
打他的脸。
And the people even slapped him.
荆棘的冠冕压在他的头上。
And he was even forced to wear a thorny crown.
我们知道头皮都很敏感的。
Because we know that our scalp is very delicate.
头皮很多血管。
And it's filled with a lot of blood vessels.
一压下去啊，整个头都要爆炸的感觉。
Because when the thorny crown is stuck on your scalp, it's like your head is about to explode.
兵丁把他绑住。
And when the soldiers tied him up.
铁钉，七寸长的铁钉把它钉下去。
And the 7-inch nail is driven into his hand.
通过他的动脉。
And it's the pain is so excruciatingly painful.
血马上喷出来。
And you can see that the blood shot out.
身上三个支点。
And there were three points in his body.
这样子把它撑起来了。
And he was hung upon these three points.
血不断的流。
And we can see that the blood kept on flowing.
过了几个小时之后，身体开始脱水了。
And after a while, the water will start to come out.
然后他没有呼吸，他主耶稣要呼吸。
But yet, at this time, Jesus needs to breathe.
但是因为他没有站起来，他没有支撑点。
But because he couldn't pull himself up.
每一次呼吸都自己拉自己。
In order to catch even one breath, he has to.Push himself up against the cross.
伤口就会更痛。
And if he were to do this, then the pain will be more painful.
一拉起来。
And when he tried to breathe and push himself up, the pain is excruciating.
但是最大的痛苦不是肉体的痛苦。
But yet the most painful is not something that's physical.
主耶稣都可以忍受。
But yet we see that Jesus was able to bear this great pain.
有一个痛苦不可以忍受的。
But yet there is one pain that he can't.Bear.
因为在那个时候，主耶稣为我们人类背起全人类的罪。
Because at that point in time, Jesus was carrying all the sins of mankind.
所以天父离弃他。
It was at that point that Heavenly Father forsaked him.
平常都是叫父啊父啊。
So he yelled out,
平常啊，平常祷告都要叫父。
When on his regular prayers, he would say, Father, Father, Abba, Abba.
但是在那个时刻，他不可以叫父了，因为他是罪人了。所以他说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
By that point, because he was filled with so much sin, he can't call God Father, but yet he says, My God, my God.
这告诉我们一点。
This tells us one thing.
肉体的痛苦很难受。
That physical pain is hard to bear.
今天我们生病，癌症，开刀，很难受。
Today, when we are sick, when we have a surgery, when we hurt ourselves.
但是都可以忍受的。
But at some point, we can bear.
起码一死一断气了就没有了。
Because after you die, then everything is finished.
但是将来如果灵魂没有得救的话。
But yet, if one day we are not saved.
下地狱永远的黑暗的话。
When we go down to hell.
这个时候的痛苦是没有办法忍受的。
And the pain in hell will never cease.
为什么主耶稣受这些痛苦呢
？Why did Jesus have to suffer this pain？
我们没有帮主耶稣做什么好事。
Because we have never done any good thing for him。
我们以前根本也不认识主。
Before we do not know who this Jesus is。
为什么主耶稣这样做
？But why did Jesus still die for us？
因为他爱我跟你。
It is because he loved me and you。
他爱我们每一个人。
He loved each one of us。
那之前跟我们立了很多约了，我们都不理了。
In the past, he have made all these covenants, but we have broken them all.
这次他用他的血立下来。
But yet this time, he has used his blood to make this covenant with us.
我们要不要听啊
？Are we going to obey him this time?
主耶稣用他的生命换我们回来。
God has brought our life with his own blood, with his own life.
很可惜，今天想想我们自己，有时候我们真的很对不起神。
But sometimes we really felt bad when we think about this.
所以每一次圣餐典礼
，So at every Holy Communion,
我们想想，我们这个约跟主耶稣立这个约，我那个部分有做了多少
？Let us ask ourselves, By having this covenant, by signing this covenant with Jesus, how much have I done? How much have I put into this?
怎么样守约呢?
How do we keep this covenant?
起码几个方面我们可以来思考。
There are many ways that we can ponder.
第一个方面,
the first way to keep this covenant.
我们从现在开始要把神的话写在心中。
And the first thing is to engrave the word of God in our hearts.
我们请看耶利米书三十一章。
Please turn to Jeremiah chapter 31.
三十三节。
Verse 33, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33.
耶利米书三十一章三十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33.
三十三节到三十五节，
三
十四节。
Verses 33 and 34. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel. After that time, declares the Lord, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people.Verse 34, no longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more.
31节，这里说，神在后来要跟以色列家另立新约。
Here in verse 31 also said previously that the time is coming when God will make a new covenant with the house of Israel.
什么叫新约呢?
What does this new covenant mean?
现在神他的话要写在我们里面。
It is that God is going to write his word in our hearts.
不单只写在这个圣经里面。
Not only writing his word in this Bible.
不单只打在投影机上面。
Not only to put it up on the overhead.
写在心里。
But to put his word in our hearts.
什么叫写在心里呢?
What is it mean by writing on our hearts?
常常想。
That is to always meditate.
实行出来。
To act upon it.
这个就是新约了。
This is what is meant by the new covenant.
第二点。
The second point.
怎么样来好好守主的约呢?
How do we really keep this God's covenant?
我们看以西结书二十章。
Please turn to Ezekiel chapter 20.
以西结书二十章二十节。
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 20.Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 20. Keep my Sabbaths holy, that they may be a sign between us. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God.
这里说啊，神跟人立约的记号就是安息圣日。
And the sign of this covenant is the keeping of the Sabbath.
神知道我们人很忙。
Because God knows that man, we are always so busy.
神不要求我们一个礼拜七天，每天都在教会里面。
God do not expect all of us to be in the church 7 days a week.
因为人要为生活劳碌。
Because we all have to work for our own livelihood.
那怎么样让以色列百姓属神的选民跟外邦人有分别呢?
But how does God separate the Gentiles with his people Israelites?
起码留一天给神。
That is, we keep one day for God.
在这里说安息的就是立约的证据啊。
Here tells that the Sabbath is a sign between God and man.
上个礼拜我们这里有婚礼很热闹。
Last week we have a wedding ceremony in the church.
新郎新娘都很紧张啊，那个宣誓都忘记了。
And the bride and groom they were so nervous. They were even forgot some of the oath.
但好了，还是念完了。
The oath.
念完之后就交换戒指啊。
So after they exchanged their vows, they exchanged rings.
这个戒指代表他们盟约的记号。
And this ring represents the vow that they made for each other.
我们跟神之间有一个约。
So similarly with God, we also have our own vow.
守安息日就是跟神守约。
Because when we keep the Sabbath, we are keeping this covenant, this testament.
怎么跟神来守约了？
And the third way, how do we keep this covenant?
我们要爱主，为主做点工。
We must love God and as much as possible work for Him.
主拣选我们。
God has chosen us.
目的并不是要我们坐在这里听到。
The purpose is not for all of us to just sit here and listen.
听到是一个过程，是一个领受恩典的过程。
Listening to sermons is the process.To accept His grace.
但圣经说，神拣选我们是要我们为他工作，要我们出去。
But yet, the reason why Jesus chose it is that He wants us to labor for Him to go out.
所以我们每个人想一个问题。
Let us ask this question.
主啊，你为我做那么多。
We ask ourselves, God, You've done so much for me.
我可以为你做点什么。
What can I do? Something.
不是只坐在这边听到而已。
We are not just supposed to sit around.
教会很多的事工。
There are so many work to be done in the church.
大小的工作。
There are the big things and the small things.
总有一样适合我们的。
I'm sure there's one that will suit us.
我可以做什么呢?
So let us ask ourselves, what can we do?
不要问教会可以为我做什么。
Don't ask, what can the church do for me?
我可以为教会做什么。
But instead ask yourself, what can I do for the church?
主耶稣知道我们这样的心意。
When God knows we have this kind of heart.
主耶稣知道说啊，我的乖儿子有守约了。
And then our Lord God will say, good child, you have kept this covenant.
现在我们来同心的默祷。
Now we will all have a silent prayer.
默祷的时候来思想主耶稣挂在十字架上受的痛苦。
And when we silently pray, let us ponder upon the image of God, our Lord Jesus, hanging on the cross.
同心默祷。
Let us all pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主的圣名，我们现在来举行圣餐典礼。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we shall now commence with our Holy Communion sacrament.
我们来祝谢无酵饼。
And now we will give thanks for the bread.
这个是用面粉跟水做的无酵饼。
And this bread is made from flour and water.
没有加酵。
And no yeast was added.
代表主耶稣的身体没有罪。
And this bread represents God's body that's unblemished, sinless.
只有一个。
And there's only one body.
代表真教会只有一体。
This is one bread represents there's one true church.
那我们再同心以最庄严、最虔诚的心。来祝谢这个无酵饼。
Let us give thanks with our most sincere heart.
来思想主的爱。
And to ponder upon God's great love.
一起跪下同心默祷。
So let us all kneel down to pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祝谢。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we'd like to give thanks.
慈爱的天父真神，我们非常感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father in Heaven, we want to thank you.
因为你的爱。
Because of your love.
虽然我们常常令你失望，
Even though many times we disappointed you.
我们常常背约，
We have disobeyed your covenant.
我们自己把自己投在痛苦里面，
We put ourselves in our own suffering.
但是主耶稣，你都没有放弃我们，
But yet, our Lord Jesus, you have never given up on us.
你再一次的来提醒我们，
Once again, you have reminded us.
我们是你的儿女，
That we are indeed your children.
你用你的身体，用你的血，与我们立了约。
You have sealed this covenant with your own body and with your blood.
主啊，你的慈爱何等浩大！
Oh, how great is your wondrous love!
你的身体就好像这个无酵饼一样。
Your body is just like this bread.
完全无罪。
It's completely without sin.
你的身体好像这个无酵饼一样。
And your body is just like this bread.
只有一个完整。
There's only it's one complete body.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May our Lord Jesus help all of us.
让我们领受了这个无酵饼之后，
That after we partake of this unleavened bread,
可以提醒我们，
will serve as reminders.
做一个为主发光的基督徒，
to be a shining Christian.
做一个诚实无伪的信徒，
to be a truthful and sincere Christian.
教会里面更合一，
that the church will become more united.
家庭里面更和谐。
That there will be more harmony in the family.
因为主耶稣，你的身体只有一个。
Because Lord Jesus, you have only one body.
求主耶稣按着你的应许。
May you fulfill your promise.
圣灵运行。
May the Holy Spirit be with us.
灵化这个无酵饼成为你的身体。
To spiritualize this bread into your body.
让我们吃了之后。
That after we have partake of this.
有你的生命在里面。
That we will have your life in us.
让我们更爱主。
That we will love you all the more.
让主耶稣为我们死的身体没有白白牺牲。
That you have indeed not died in vain for us.
愿荣耀归给你的生命。
May all glory be given unto you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
我们请简东豪长老还有张买泰执事来帮助擘饼。
May I like to call upon Elder Chen and Deacon Matthew Chong to help in the breaking of the bread.
会众请唱诗来思考主的慈爱97首。
Let's all sing hymn to ponder God's love, hymn number 97.
请黄月色执事李富宽弟兄、玛利亚执事王一伦姐妹帮忙端饼。
I'd like to call upon Deacon Joseph Huang, Brother Hubert Lee, and Deaconess Mary and Sister Ilun to distribute the bread. Those of you who have not been baptized in our church, please kindly refrain from taking it.
还有，如果犯了致死的罪的，也请不要领受。
And for those who have committed the mortal sin, please also kindly refrain from taking it.
请继续唱诗第九十八首。
Let's continue with hymn number 98.
Prince of
就是用鲜葡萄压榨成的葡萄汁。
And this blood is made from freshly squeezed grapes.
我们现在要同心过一下祷告来祝谢。
Now we will all kneel down to bless this cup.
在一个祷告当中，我们除了思考主的爱，也要反省我们自己。
And in our prayer, let us not only ponder upon our hearts, our love for God, but also to examine ourselves.
如果我们亏欠主的，我们求主赦免原谅。
And if we have fallen short of the glory of God, let us ask for His mercy.
一起跪下。
Let us all pray.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祝谢。
哈利路亚 ，In the name of our Lord Jesus, we would like to give thanks.
是的，主，我们刚刚已经领过了你的身体。
Our heavenly Father, we just now have partaken your body.
现在按照你的命令，我们来领受你的宝血。
Now, according to your commandment, we are about to partake your blood.
因为我们知道你这个最后的约是用亲自用你的血来给我们立的。
Because we know that for this last covenant, you have sealed it with your blood.
你本来在香雅宫中非常的荣耀，非常的尊贵。
You were living gloriously in heaven.
但是为了救我们。
But in order to save us,
你成为最贫穷、最卑贱。
You become the most despised and the poorest of all.
在世上受尽了各种的苦。
And while on earth, you've suffered many.
没有享受过一天。
Never one day have you enjoyed yourself.
到最后，你好像这个葡萄被压榨，把身体都给我们献上。
And in the end, you are just like those grapes that were squeezed.
主啊，你给我们的那么多。
Our Lord God, you have given us so much.
但是我们没有很爱你。
But yet, unfortunately, we did not love you back.
我们爱你都很少。
We love you so little.
我们都很自私。
We are so selfish.
我们都很软弱。
We are so weak.
我们听了道理。
After we have listened to your word.
我们常常没有力量行出来。
Sometimes, oftentimes, we have no strength to obey.
但是主啊，从今天开始。
But yet, our Lord Jesus, from today onwards.
求你的爱深深地感动我们每一个人。
May your love from today onwards deeply move and inspire us.
让我们知道为什么相信你。
To remind us once again why we believe in you.
让我们知道怎么报答主的慈爱。
Please help us to know how to pay you back.
求主耶稣你照着你的应许。
And according to your promise.
圣灵的运行。
To the promise of the Holy Spirit.
长在一瓶纯葡萄汁，灵化成为你的宝血。
That this grape juice will be spiritualized to become your blood.
让我们领受之后。
That after we have partake of your blood.
灵性更加刚强。
That spiritually we will be strengthened.
从今开始，多多努力服侍主。
That from today onwards, we will work more zealously for you.
在温哥华教会，每一位信徒都服侍主。
That in Vancouver Church, all members will rise up and serve you.
都守你的道理。
And to keep your word.
让你的福音，让你的真教会在这地可以被高举。
That your gospel and your church will be lifted up high.
我们这样祈求，求你成全垂听。
And please accept and hear the prayer that we made here.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请唱诗八十八首。
Please sing hymn number 88.
my sins far away, rising He justified, freely forever. One day His coming, a glorious day. One day they led Him up Calvary's mount. Suffering anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is He. Living He loved me, dying He saved me, buried He carried my sins far away. Dying He saved me, buried He carried my sins far away, rising He justified, freely forever. One day His coming, a glorious day. One day conceal Him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door. Then He arose, oh, for death He had conquered. Now is ascended, the Lord at her home.
请将主员弟兄李永辉弟兄、廖宗英姐妹、蔡翠华姐妹帮忙分杯。
I'd like to call upon Brother Julian and Brother Lee, Sister Monica and Sister Grace to distribute the cup.
请再唱诗三十首。
Please sing hymn number 30.
Sought me.
圣餐道理到这里结束。
We thank the grace of our Lord Jesus. Our Holy Communion sacrament will conclude here.
最后，我们请起立来唱赞美诗297首。
Last of all, let's stand up and sing hymn number 297.